This is the reading for September 8th. Isaiah chapter 63. Who is this coming from Edom, from the city of Bozrah, dressed in red? Who is this dressed in fine clothes and marching forward with his great power? He says, I, the Lord, speak what is right. I have the power to save you. Someone asks, why are your clothes bright red, as if you had walked on the grapes to make wine? The Lord answers, I have walked in the winepress alone, and no one among the nations helped me. I was angry and walked on the nations and crushed them because of my anger. Blood splashed on my clothes, and I stained all my clothing. I chose a time to punish people, and the time has come for me to save. I looked around, but I saw no one to help me. I was surprised that no one supported me. So I used my own power to save my people. My own anger supported me. While I was angry, I walked on the nations. In my anger, I punished them and poured their blood on the ground. I will tell about the Lord's kindness and praise Him for everything He has done. I will praise the Lord for the many good things He has given us and for His goodness to the people of Israel. He has shown great mercy to us and has been very kind to us. He said, "These are my people. My children will not lie to me." So He saved them. When they suffered, He suffered also. He sent His own angel to save them. Because of His loving kindness, He saved them. Since long ago, He has picked them up and carried them, but they turned against Him and made His Holy Spirit very sad. So He became their enemy and He fought against them. But then His people remembered what happened long ago, in the days of Moses and the Israelites with him. Where is the Lord who brought the people through the sea with the leaders of His people? Where is the one who put His Holy Spirit among them, who led Moses by the right hand with His wonderful power, who divided the water before them to make His name famous forever? Who led the people through the deep waters? Like a horse walking through a desert, the people did not stumble. Like cattle that go down to the valley, the Spirit of the Lord gave the people a place to rest. Lord, that is the way You led Your people, and by this You won for Yourself wonderful fame. Lord, look down from the heavens and see. Look at us from Your wonderful and holy home in heaven. Where is Your strong love and power? Why are You keeping Your love and mercy from us? You are our Father. Abraham doesn't know we are his children, and Israel doesn't recognize us. Lord, You are our Father. You are called the one who has always saved us. Lord, why are You making us wander from Your ways? Why do You make us stubborn so that we don't honor You? For our sake, come back to us, Your servants who belong to You. Your people had Your temple for a while, but now our enemies have walked on Your holy place and crushed it. We have become like people You never ruled over, like those who have never worn Your name. Isaiah chapter 64. Tear open the skies and come down to the earth so that the mountains will tremble before You, like a fire that burns twigs, like a fire that makes water boil. Let Your enemies know who You are, then all nations will shake with fear when they see You. You have done amazing things we did not expect. You came down and the mountains trembled before You. From long ago, no one has ever heard of a God like You. No one has ever seen a God besides You who helps the people who trust You. You help those who enjoy doing good, who remember how You want them to live. But You were angry because we sinned. For a long time we disobeyed. So how can we be saved? All of us are dirty with sin. All the right things we have done are like filthy pieces of cloth. All of us are like dead leaves, and our sins, like the wind, have carried us away. No one worships You or even asks You to help us. That is because You have turned away from us and have let our sins destroy us. But Lord, You are our Father. We are like clay, and You are the potter. Your hands made us all. Lord, don't continue to be angry with us. Don't remember our sins forever. Please look at us, because we are Your people. Your holy cities are empty like the desert. Jerusalem is like a desert. It is destroyed. Our ancestors worshipped You in our holy and wonderful temple, but now it has been burned with fire, and all our precious things have been destroyed. When You see these things, will You hold Yourself back from helping us, Lord? Will You be silent and punish us beyond what we can stand?
chapter 12.
I must brag, although it doesn't do any good. I'll go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a follower of Christ who was snatched away to the third heaven 14 years ago. I don't know whether this happened to him physically or spiritually. Only God knows. I know that this person was snatched away to paradise where he heard things that can't be expressed in words, things that humans cannot put into words. I don't know whether this happened to him physically or spiritually. Only God knows. I'll brag about this person, but I won't brag about myself unless it's about my weaknesses. If I ever wanted to brag, I wouldn't be a fool. Instead, I would be telling the truth. But I'm going to spare you so that no one may think more of me than what he sees or hears about me, especially because of the excessive number of revelations that I've had. Therefore, to keep me from becoming conceited, I am forced to deal with a recurring problem. That problem, Satan's messenger, torments me to keep me from being conceited. I begged the Lord 3 times to take it away from me, but he told me, "My kindness is all you need. My power is strongest when you are weak." So I will brag even more about my weaknesses in order that Christ's power will live in me. Therefore, I accept weakness, mistreatment, hardship, persecution, and difficulties suffered for Christ. It's clear that when I'm weak, I'm strong. I've become a fool. You forced me to be one. You should have recommended me to others. Even if I'm nothing, I wasn't inferior in any way to your super apostles. While I was among you, I patiently did the signs, wonders, and miracles which prove that I'm an apostle. How were you treated worse than the other churches, except that I didn't bother you for help? Forgive me for this wrong.
I'm ready to visit you for a third time. And I won't bother you for help. I don't want your possessions. Instead, I want you.
Children shouldn't have to provide for their parents, but parents should provide for their children. I will be very glad to spend whatever I have. I'll even give myself for you. Do you love me less because I love you so much? You agree, then, that I haven't been a burden to you. Was I a clever person who trapped you by some trick? Did I take advantage of you through any of the men I sent you? I encouraged Titus to visit you, and I sent my friend with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Didn't we have the same motives and do things the same way? Have you been thinking all along that we're trying to defend ourselves to you? We speak as Christ's people in God's sight. Everything we do, dear friends, is for your benefit. I'm afraid that I may come and find you different from what I want you to be, and that you may find me different from what you want me to be. I'm afraid that there may be rivalry, jealousy, hot tempers, selfish ambition, slander, gossip, arrogance, and disorderly conduct. I'm afraid that when I come to you again, my God may humble me. I may have to grieve over many who formerly led sinful lives and have not changed the way they think and act about the perversion, sexual sins, and promiscuity in which they have been involved.